Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and agency number for the record?
Colin Ray Jones, 288-291.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. Did you get that form, sir?
I got a form, but it was dated on the 2nd.
Well, that's a form that you sign before you're given a date for this hearing. And that form lists your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or you're representing yourself today, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see in the video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench, working toward me. On the other side, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Working toward me, we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Yes.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in, so Mr. Jones and Mr. Westby, do solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God or so you affirm.
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Jones, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind that there's a separate motion that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we talk about it. The board members will make the final determination of whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I will begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal raising company as follows. Violation of condition 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to the Maricopa Reentry Center located at 2460 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on October 25th, 2018, as verbally and written directed by Community Corrections Officer Osgood on October 25th, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Jones, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Jones' admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Just 1 second. Okay, Mr. Jones, we're going to continue with the second phase of this hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just stay on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions. Then we'll be able to speak to the board in detail, okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Mr. Westby.
Mr. Jones was released from ADC on September 4th, 2018. He was arrested December 23rd, 2018 by Gilbert PD on a shoplifting call at Walmart. However, no new charges were made. The date back in DOC custody is January 2nd, 2019. He has an adjusted community supervision ending December 2nd, 2019, 59 absconded. Current conviction, 2014, robbery, 2.5 years. 2014, theft of means of transportation, 6 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in the DOC. CUIR score, 4-4. Mental health score, 1. Substance abuse score, 2. Gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the Insane Crips Gila River Criminal Street Gang. He has no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs, alcohol, and disorderly conduct and violence noted. Other arrest, 2012, assault with a deadly weapon, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G4B5.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Jones. I'm going to make a review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with an approved placement at 10386 East Jackson Street in Chandler with your mother, Lynette Jones. Mother placement was approved by your parole officer. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
You were missing from community supervision for 59 days. Where were you living during that time, sir?
I was just, like, different places.
Were you living on the street or just living with different friends?
Yeah, I was on the street.
Okay. We have employment notes that you were referred to the Department of Economic Security, the Skills Center. Did you find work?
No, sir, I didn't.
Okay. So you didn't work during the time you were outside of prison?
No, sir, I tried. I tried to look for jobs, and they said they were going to get back at me, but they never got back at me.
Thank you.
I didn't try.
Thank you, sir. We have some programming notes that on September 5th, 2018, you were referred to task for random year analysis with a PIN number. Some notes on September 17, you failed to provide your own sample. On October 9th, 2018, you were positive for ETG, which means it was alcohol. On October 10th, 2018, you had a negative. Going back to September 5th, 2018, you were referred to the MRT Cognitive Behavioral Treatment Program at Correctional Health Care Center for career criminal class for substance abuse. You failed to attend the following classes on September 25th. And I think that's meant to be October 2nd and October 9th. You did not complete the program. So did you attend any of these classes, sir?
Yeah, I did attend some classes.
Did you find them useful?
Yeah, in a way, the teacher, she was real, like, explanatory, and like, she explained to me where I can get stuff,
mm-hmm.
where I can use them for my coping skills and stuff.
Okay. Sanctions notes on September 5th, 2018, you were staffed by your community corrections officer for reporting to the MRPO after you had been drinking the night before. I'll just kind of speed through here. October 11th, 2018, you were staffed by Senior Parole Officer Smith for a positive urine sample for alcohol. You were to continue with programming and were to get a transdermal alcohol device, pardon me, installed for a period of 90 days. The intervention was not completed. October 25th, 2018, you were staffed by Senior Parole Officer Smith for a TAD download violation, and you admitted to drinking again. You were sent to a 7-day sanction, and that intervention was not completed. So, with you missing from community supervision for 59 days, why did you decide to break off contact with your parole officer?
I was just scared. I didn't want to come back to this place where I'm at. I'm just scared.
Scared because you were drinking, sir?
No, just because I didn't want to come back to this place. This place here is not, they put you here for your actions, but they don't get you out of your criminal ways. And I've been trying to stay away since I've been here. I just left everyone alone and stayed to myself.
Well, I do commend you for trying to get your life right, especially if you're, you know, realizing that you don't want that influence around you. I think it's an important lesson about when you return to the community. What caused the Gila River Police Department, the Gilbert Police Department, to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconding warrant?
No, me and my girlfriend, we were going last minute Christmas shopping, and I guess someone did some stealing there, and I have facial tattoos, and that's what the officer said, that whoever that was had facial tattoos, and so we were coming out of the store, and he stopped me, he told me to sit on the ground. I complied with him, and he told me that he was going to have one of the workers come out and identify me. And the worker did, he came out and said, no, that wasn't him, that's not him. But he did identify me as not being the suspect. But the officer just stopped me because I had facial tattoos, and the suspect, whoever did that, had facial tattoos.
I see. So, do you have a problem with drinking, Mr. Jones?
And she was my girlfriend, and that was one of my big problems right there with her, because she was drinking, and I was right there with her drinking. I mean, I'm not saying it's her fault, but I was just around it. But since, after a while, I left, and I met some other girl, and right now she's pregnant, so I tried to straighten up. And after the major holidays, but me and her talked, we talked about after the major holidays, I was going to turn myself in. And that's when all that happened right there in Gilbert. I got arrested.
Okay, so what are your plans then? I mean, one way or the other, you're coming back to the community, whether we return you to community supervision or you finish your time and you're free and clear. What are your plans?
You know, like I said, I'm having a child. My girlfriend, she's pregnant, and I don't want her to do the rest of my life here. You know, I told her, we talked about moving out of my reservation, me to find work, just be there for me. It's like a family thing, a family man.
Well, that's a good attitude. I will say that it seemed that your parole officer was really working with you to help you along when you returned the first time. So, what's your plan for the alcohol?
If you guys were to grant me my parole, I would go check myself into a rehab or something.
Okay. Well, that's my fellow board members. Do they have any questions for you? Okay, Mr. Jones, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion?
I just ask that you guys give me leniency. I knew what I did was wrong, and I'm willing to accept responsibility for my actions. And I just ask that, I'm about to have a baby, and I don't want to miss out on that. And I just ask that you guys just forgive me, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I'm glad that Mr. Jones sounds like he's ready to be responsible and to live a productive life. I certainly feel for him as a young person who's starting off with a new baby in his life. It sounds like he has a new girlfriend, and it's always good to have support. It's just very hard to look past that he was getting some significant intervention by his community corrections officers. And for me, it's beyond the slipping up with alcohol. He absconded for 59 days, into which we could not account for his behavior in the community, and I'm just not seeing him as a suitable candidate for return to community supervision. Although when he's done with his sentence, which is just a matter of months, he'll be free and clear, but that's where I'll begin the discussion. Well, there's no further input. I'm going to go and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board in ward number 2018, W3143, a discussion with Mr. Jones, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Jones is delinquent, violated in terms of conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or is about to lapse in a promoted company, given much that he absconded for 59 days and we could not monitor his behavior in the community, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Okay. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Agreed upon the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Jones, I certainly take no pleasure in this because I know you have some months left, but your supervision has been revoked. You will be released on or about December 2nd, 2019, in about 10 months. So we encourage you to take advantage of this time to pursue any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections. I encourage you to attend AA or whatever group counseling may be at your access in your facility or you have access to in that facility. And to put together a plan for your return to the community. You mentioned not wanting to miss out with the baby coming, but based on the timeline, you're not going to miss very much. You'll be able to come back and serve your partner and the baby. And we hope that you have a productive and sober return. So also, I encourage you to take advantage of this time to stay clean and put together a plan for your sobriety. The hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Mr. Jones, we appreciate it if you'd give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.